congratulations for your victory. You faced Kemenovic at Roland Garros. What do you expect from tomorrow's game?
Yeah, I mean, definitely we cannot compare different surface. I played a very good match there, but different surface, so it's going to be a different game. He's a great player, a very strong player. I think this season he's improving in the rankings and in his, let's say, matches. I think he had more tough matches against top players. So I know that I need to play my best to try to win. And that's what I've been doing so far. Really like the match yesterday and really like the match today. So if I continue like this tomorrow, it's going to be he's going to have a hard time.
Hi Daniel, Daniel Araiza de Antena Deportiva. The possibility of winning your first title this year and actually your first title here in Mexico gives you an extra motivation?
Yeah, for sure. I want to win my title. I had, I think, three finals. So for sure, title is always better than the finals. And every new week, that's why tennis is good. Every new week is a possibility. Here, had to win four matches to get the title. Won two already. Two left. But yeah, the further you go, the tougher it is also. The tougher the opponents are, the more the pressure. Yeah, and for sure, big motivation to try to do well on my favorite surface and my favorite part of the year, if you can say like this.
Hi, Daniel. Rodrigo Camacho, Grupo Multimedios. I wanted to ask you, with these victories, feeling good, being world number one, how favorite do you think you are for this week and for this title?
It's always tough to say. I think if I play good tennis, then I'm for sure a favorite to win the title. But also Felix Cameron and Mio Mir, top seeded. For sure, we don't know yet if they're going to win, Felix and Cameron, or not. Four great players. And you know, when you play against such players, 10 matches, probably you're going to lose some. So maybe you're going to lose this week, or maybe you're going to lose in 1 year, or maybe, I don't know, in next month. So you can never say, yeah, I'm going to be for sure win this tournament. I'm going to play amazing. But I'm going to try my best to show my best tennis.
Hi Daniel, Arturo Sanguino del Universal Deportes. Do you consider that the match was easy?
It was tricky because I had the... I actually don't remember if I had one or two break points to save, but like on my serve, he had a lot of opportunities and was missing just by a little bit. And you know, on hard courts, if you get broken, well, sometimes you manage to break back straight away, but sometimes it can bring an extra fire to your opponent, and he can take the control of the match or of the set. So it was, I think it was quite close, and for sure the big, the big difference was after 4-2 in the first set, when I managed to win these five games in a row to make it 6-2, 3-0 double break. That's where I felt like I had full control of the match. But yeah, you can never say that the match was easy unless, I don't know, your opponent wins 10 points in the whole match.
Thank you, Daniel. Rodrigo Tovar from Fox Sports. Talking in terms of the level of the game, now you're going to face the fourth seeded, you know, Kecmanovic. Talking in terms of level, how do you feel about it? Like, it's going to go higher.
Yeah, I liked my level in these two matches. There were just a few mistakes where maybe I could have played better, especially yesterday. Though today was a little bit different type of the match. If yesterday I had to try to create myself some opportunities during the point, today Ricardas is such a strong hitter, plays so close from the baseline that it's more about just trying to put the ball in play and trying to not give him easy ball to make you run all over the place. But yeah, today I really liked it. I had a few mistakes in the beginning of the first set, and then I didn't miss much. I was just playing my good game. And yeah, that's what I'm going to try to continue next matches, because for sure the level is going to go higher, so I'm going to have to be at my best.